Are you in the market for health insurance coverage? Well, good news, you can still buy it through the state's health insurance marketplace, NY State of Health, which is staying open for business as the result of the ongoing federal public health emergency. For more on what this means for New Yorkers looking to secure coverage, we're joined once again by NY State of Health Executive Director Danielle Hollihan. Welcome back to the show, Danielle.
Thank you, David. Good to be back.
So before the pandemic, what was the normal window for buying health insurance through the state-run marketplace, and how has this been altered by the ongoing public health crisis caused by COVID-19?
Our open enrollment period has run for 3 months, November 1 through January 31st. But since the COVID pandemic struck in March of 2020, we have remained open for enrollment essentially continuously since March of 2020. And that was, you know, in light of the emergency and not wanting individuals to be precluded from buying health insurance coverage. We want them to continue meeting their healthcare needs and not avoid care for cost. So we want people to access those tests and get their coverage. So we've remained open. And just last Friday, the federal government announced an extension of the federal public health emergency for another 3 months. So we have decided to stay open in line with that. So we will just continue to stay open. We hope that this emergency ends one day, but while it continues, you know, we want people to get the care that they need.
Well, for listeners who either get health insurance maybe through their work or just like to live dangerously without insurance and have therefore never explored the coverage options on the NY State of Health marketplace, can you explain what it actually is and I guess the different plans that are available for purchase?
Absolutely. So New York State of Health was established in 2013 as part of the Affordable Care Act. We have established New York's marketplace as a state-run marketplace. It's a fully integrated marketplace, meaning we sell subsidized and unsubsidized coverage, both public and private insurance. The point of the marketplace is to fill the needs for people who don't have coverage through their jobs or any other, you know, or haven't purchased it independently. So we're here to fill those gaps. And as I said, it's one-stop shopping. So consumers no longer need to know what they're eligible for when they come in. We evaluate their eligibility for anything, for Medicaid, for Child Health Plus, for New York's Basic Health Program, which we call the Essential Plan here, and of course, the commercial qualified health plans, which are available both with and without tax credits. So that's New York's marketplace. We have 6.4 million enrollees today, so one in every three New Yorkers buys their coverage through New York State of Health. And given the pandemic and the fact that many people unfortunately lost their jobs or income as a result of the pandemic, we have seen an influx of 1.5 million additional enrollees that have come in since March of 2020. So we have really been there to meet the needs of New Yorkers during this pandemic, and we will continue to do so as it continues on.
You used the phrase, I think, commercial insurance plans that I guess are qualified. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you have to have certain levels of coverage in order to sell your wares in this marketplace?
So a qualified health plan, that's a term, again, in the Affordable Care Act. It's commercial insurance, but in New York, these are the same plans that are familiar to people who buy other insurance here. So, for example, CDPHP, Emblem Health, Empire, Fidelis, et cetera. We have 12 qualified health plan insurers offering coverage. And what's really nice about New York's integrated marketplace is that the same insurers are participating by and large across programs. So as people's eligibility might change, they seamlessly transition to, you know, other programs, but with the same health plans. 12 insurers participate in the qualified health plan market, 12 participate in the essential plan, and for the most part, it's the same 12 insurers. So these are plans offered by private insurers, and New York's marketplace or the marketplaces nationwide are truly just the marketplace where people can access this commercial coverage. We try to make it easier for people to compare their plan options. There's some standardization. Every plan has to offer essential health benefits. There's rules around cost sharing. You can't charge cost sharing for preventive services, for example. And then the other feature, of course, is this is the only place to access the federal tax credits, which lower the cost of coverage for consumers.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the tax credits. You're just setting me up with all these great pivots, Danielle, because it seems like during the pandemic, we've seen the federal government try to incentivize people to buy coverage. What has that done to the affordability of plans available in the marketplace?
We have known all along that affordability is the key. People want coverage. They just, in some cases, feel they can't afford it. What the Affordable Care Act did was introduce tax credits, and it's based on income. So as your income increases, the value of your tax credit decreases. But the idea is to make coverage affordable for everyone. And I think it went a very long way. We've cut the uninsured in New York in half since we opened, but there are still remaining uninsured. And what the American Rescue Plan Act did last year was increase the value of these tax credits because we knew that it still wasn't affordable enough for everyone. So it was a substantial increase. It is what we have been saying for years is what we need, is additional affordability, and the federal government came through with the American Rescue Plan Act. What that means for New Yorkers, the average tax credit is around $430 a month. And in New York, almost a third of our enrollees in the commercial qualified health plan market pay less than $100 a month for their coverage. So it truly is affordable. The cost of coverage, of course, varies by, you know, county and by depending on your income. But those numbers, I think, are meaningful because less than $100 a month, I think, sounds affordable to most people. We want people to know that they can afford coverage and they should come to the marketplace and see what's available to them. They may meet the income criteria for our essential plan, which has no premium and no deductible. So we have comprehensive health insurance options for people of all incomes.
For listeners who are just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with NY State of Health Executive Director Danielle Holohan. So if you have maybe piqued the interest of listeners who don't have insurance and maybe thought they couldn't afford it previously, but maybe these tax credits are changing that equation in their head right now, where should they go to check out their availability? Should they go online? Should they contact their doctor? What should they do?
There are three ways people can apply for coverage through New York State of Health. They can go online to nystateofhealth.ny.gov. They can call our call center, 855-355-5777, or they can work with an in-person or by phone these days, in-person assister or enrollment assister. These are enrollment experts available in every county. They speak every language. And so we try to meet consumers where they are and, you know, to be as convenient as possible. So there's many ways to enroll. Most people actually do work with one of these enrollment assisters. That's the most common route. But of course, people can independently search online, enroll online, and they can enroll by phone as well.
Traditionally, the marketplace is not open year-round, correct?
For the commercial, I should
right.
say, the qualified health plans are the plans that have a fixed open enrollment period. All of our other programs, Medicaid, Child Health Plus, and the Essential Plan, are open for enrollment year-round.
So then what, if anything, was involved on the logistics side of things to make the marketplace open year-round for these qualified commercial health plans?
That's another thing that's unique about New York's structure, is for us to open one of these special enrollment periods, it really is not a logistical challenge. We just, you know, continue the enrollment opportunities that exist for the other programs. So our call center is already open year-round. Our website is online year-round. You know, we open the enrollment for the qualified health plans as well. We extend it. We notify, of course, and we work closely with our insurance plan partners and make sure that they're aware of this decision and they fully support our extension. I think everybody is very appreciative of the need for coverage these days. I mean, the rules exist the way they do outside of pandemic times, because the idea is they want people to buy coverage, not wait till you're sick to get coverage to enroll. So that's the whole purpose of an open enrollment period, is to come in and buy coverage. And ideally, people have coverage for the full year. But during these times, you know, exceptional circumstances mean exceptional changes. So that's why we've remained open.
So this is a state-run marketplace. And while some of the products you're promoting are government options, there are those commercial options there. And we recently highlighted a report from the Citizens Budget Commission, which made the case for putting a dent in the coverage gap by having the state procure and offer a plan through the state marketplace with lower premiums and maybe less cost sharing than some of the existing commercial plans. Is that something you've ever considered at NY State of Health? And if so, what would be involved with offering, I guess, a quasi-government-run public option?
So I think, you know, there's many ways people have approached reaching these remaining uninsured individuals, and that's certainly one of them. The idea there, and you may have seen in the governor's State of the State and executive budget, an eligibility expansion to the essential plan. Mm-hmm. So currently it covers individuals up to 200% of poverty, where we will, assuming this is enacted, expand that eligibility level up to 250% of poverty. So that's trying to continue that spectrum of affordable coverage for individuals who today, you know, they're not eligible for the free essential plan. They come into our commercial market and do have a premium. So extending that eligibility level through these essential plan insurers is one approach to, you know, continuing that affordability. And, you know, we support that. And as you saw, the governor did introduce that in her executive budget. That is taking a step towards reaching the remaining uninsured. I'm not saying that solves the entirety of the problem. We have around 900,000 uninsured in the state, but we, you know, I think that's a really important first step, is continuing to make coverage affordable for those who are just above these levels today. But, you know, there's other ideas that were introduced by, you know, that group mm-hmm. and others that we're familiar with, and we've been talking with folks, you know, who've put those ideas together, and those conversations will continue. We look forward to working on this. We know our work is not done.
And unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. We've been speaking with NY State of Health Executive Director Danielle Holohan. Danielle, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. It was great to talk with you.
And to learn more about coverage options and eligibility in the future, New Yorkers can also text START to 1-866-988-0327.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.